Hi there, this is Ella Starr with your Key Races and Bets podcast for December 30th, Saturday, the last podcast of the year. Appreciate you listening so far. This podcast is sponsored by AmWager. Go to AmWager.com and find out more. You can always get the written version of the podcast in blog form at AmWager.com. Click on Handicapping. As usual with the podcast, there's an extra race here that isn't in the blog. Gives you a chance to mix and match the two. I always encourage you to do that. And we're going to start with that extra race today. Gulfstream Park, race 9 on Saturday the 30th. It is the Tropical Park Oaks. This can help you out with a pick 3 if you want to play it with the rest of the races on the blog and the podcast. Number 3, Ghostly Presence, looks very interesting here. A lightly raced 3-year-old. Of course, this race is for 3-year-old fillies only. 4 A races in a row, 2 wins and 2 neck defeats in Canada. One of them on turf, the Carotene Stakes. It was restricted, but it earned a very nice figure. Before that, the La Lorgnette lost by a neck with a 103 figure. Trainer Roger Atfield does pretty well with the shippers. First time they come in from Woodbine to Gulfstream over the last few years with a nice profit. Ghostly Presence gets her regular rider in Rafael Hernandez, who's ridden her in all 4 of those races. 4 big races since blinkers were added in July. 1 bad one, then 4 good ones. And again, stakes races with $125,000, $100,000 purse, about the same as this, $75,000 non-graded stakes. She fits perfectly. She's drawn well. She's 6-1. Number 10, Spiegel, opens at 5-1. Very good effort. Second, third, and fourth out after a 7th place debut, all on grass. Ran second, then 2 wins right through the maiden and first allowance conditions. The last race at Aqueduct, 11-18, a 107 Echo-based speed figure. That stakes quality. She gets a lot of pace here. I'm Betty G. Team of Teams and others are going to go pretty fast, and Tyler Gaffalione could get Spiegel up for her second in a row and first stakes. Third in a row and first stakes. 8 Spanish Harlem moved to the barn of excellent trainer Amano de la Cerda off a layoff from September to November. Ran second in a stakes like this one, the Seller Shiraz, $75,000 on the grass, last out. Nick Juarez replaces Camacho. That's a positive jock change. A 1-4 figure is solid here, and she's 10-1. And the 2, Tepurge, who may go to favorite. She opens at 4-1. She's been facing Rimska, who's running in the American Oaks today at San Anita on Saturday, and Tepurge ran second to Rimska in the Commonwealth Oaks, 4th in the Winter Memories. She's facing easier here. She won 3 back in a nice effort, gets Rosario. Should be a little overbet for Chad Brown, but playable. In the 9th at Gulfstream Tropical Park Oaks, the win contenders with fair odds are 3 Ghostly Presence, 5-2, 10 Spiegel, 3-1, 8 Spanish Harlem, 4-1, and the 2 Tepurge. Don't forget, at AmWager, you can make multiple win bets by using their Dutching tool, which allocates your money based on the odds to get the same gross profit. For exactness, we're going to add 2 more. The 1 Lido, 12-1 for Godolphin, who rallied from 8th to 4th last out. And we're going to add the 13 Sister Nation, who has been no worse than 3rd in 6 straight. Exact is going to be 2, 3, 8, 10 over, 1, 2, 3, 8, 10, 13 in the 9th. Moving on to the 10th, the Via Borghese Stakes, post time 4:37 on Saturday the 30th at Gulfstream Park. Contenders in the race are the 2, Martini Glass, the 9, Bowley, and the 7, Involuntary. Martini Glass got really good middle of this year, trying the turf again at Tampa. For Keith Nations, actually, Nations claimed to her for $16,000 back in February of 16. She's earned $475,000 since then. She's never been in a claimer since. She's been first or second in her last 7 of her last 8 races. She's 8-19 in her career. And the last 2 were really good. She ran second in the Grade 1 Spinster on dirt to Romantic Vision. She won the Claiming Crown Tiara on the grass at Gulfstream. Lopez rode both times. Rides her back. 6-1 is going to be hard to pass up. 9, Bowley is 4-1 morning line. She'll probably get best bet down here. She's dropping also, like Martini Glass dropped from the Spinster to the Tiara. Bowley is dropping from the Flower Bowl Grade 1 to this non-graded. She's only beaten a length by War Flag and Decida and Grand Jette, and before that, Miss Temple City. So she's got some class relief. The last time she was in a non-graded stake, she won. That was in July in the Indiana General Distaff. So she fits well, Bowley. And the 7, Involuntary. Again, the same kind of pattern here. She ran in the Grade 2 NASA, the Grade 2 Dance Spartley, ran second and third, dropped to a non-graded, won the Flaming Page in August, went back to a grade two, ran sixth, ran third in the Maple Leaf, and now she's dropping to non-graded here. Gets Luis Contreras. Her only race at Gulfstream was last March. It was a big effort, went second over the course, beating the neck. Contenders in the 10th at Gulfstream, the Via Borghese, the 2, Martini Glass. Fair odds, about 5-2. The 9, Bowley, same odds, about 5-2. And the 7, Involuntary, if you can get 3-1 or better, make a bet on her. You can box 2-7-9 in the exacta, use them all in pick threes and doubles. And we'll finish off the plays at Gulfstream on this Key Races and Bets blog for December 30th, sponsored by AmWager. Go to AmWager.com for more information and to get the written edition of the podcast in blog form. In the 11th race, the Tropical Park Derby, we're going to start with the 12, Small Bear, and the 13, Fantastic. I have to mention them both at the same time because they just ran 1-2 and neck apart in the Geoponte Stakes at Aqueduct on 11-24. Big efforts for both. Career best Echo Base figures, 106, 105. Fantastic actually was ahead of Small Bear. Small Bear got to him at the 16th pole after Fantastic made the lead right inside the 16th pole, which doesn't show in the PPs. And Small Bear outgamed him, but they both ran good. They opened at 6-1 and 5-1 here. I can't separate them. I'd bet either one at 2-1. I'd bet them both. I have no problem with that. They're both sitting on big races. The 3 Profiteer, likely favorite, drops out of graded stakes, 5th in the Twilight Derby, 3rd in the Commonwealth Derby before that. The Twilight Derby, he was just misridden. He had never been in the lead, and I don't know what Mike Smith was thinking, but he put him on the lead, battle head and head, got tired. That won't happen, especially with John Velasquez getting back on. Velasquez rode him 3 back to his really solid career best effort, winning at Saratoga at the second allowance level with a 111 figure. And the other main win contender here is going to be the 1, DeRocher, at a price, 20-1. DeRocher drew the 13 post last out December 2nd, opening day in the Claiming Crown Emerald. It was 12th with about a quarter to go, ended up 3rd in the race. Big jockey change to Lopez, big post change to the rail. 2 before that at Gulfstream in a non-graded stakes like this. He lost by a neck, and he looks to have a good shot here. So I wouldn't want to kick myself not making a win or win place bet on the 1, DeRocher. In the 11th at Gulfstream, the contenders to finish off doubles and pick threes are going to be the 12, Small Bear, the 13, Fantastic, the 1, DeRocher, and the 3, Profiteer. I'm going to play a $1 exacta box with those 4 and come back and add a bunch for second because this is a wide open race. It's worth playing the exacta for a big profit. Some kind of magician, the 4 has to be used. Gorgeous Kitten, the 9 has to be used. The 3, Profiteer, the 1, DeRocher, the win contenders, of course, the 8, General Magoobie, and the 12, Small Bear, and the 13, Fantastic. The second exacta is 1, 3, 12, 13, over. 1, 3, 4, 8, 9, 11, Secretary at War, 12, 13. I'll say it again. 1, 3, 12, 13, over. 1, 3, 4, 8, 9, 11, 12, 13. Moving to the West Coast, Santa Anita, great card on Saturday with some stakes. We're going to go to the 7th, the American Oaks Grade 1, 300,000, mile and a quarter, three-year-old fillies. Going to start with the 10 Coach Whip, big price here. And I really think this horse has a chance to outrun these odds. Maybe not win, but maybe can win. Coach Whip improved in all 3 starts. First, she broke her maiden first out going 2 turns on the grass in California, pretty tough. Then, second time out, she won 2 turns right through the first allowance condition. Third out, they put her in the Miss America Stakes at Golden Gate, and she rides from 11th to 2nd, 5 wide. She goes to the barn of Dick Mandela now after shipping in from Northern Cal. She's a Calumet homebred. She's one of the first crop of, so you think, the New Zealand bred who won the Melbourne Cup and a bunch of other races, $8.6 million in earnings, 10 wins. At a mile and a quarter on the grass, so you think had. So there's no doubt Coach Whip can get 10 furlongs here. Flavian Pratt rides. The morning line is 20-1. Not going to argue with Mandela if he thinks she fits at this level. The 8 Rimska, the morning line 5-2 favorite, is legitimate. She's not vulnerable here. She comes out of 3 straight wins. The Swedish Chant Stakes, the Commonwealth Oaks, the Winter Memories. She's got a big kick. I read Ortiz rides for Chad Brown. Can't knock her except for the odds. 9 New Money Honey is the only horse in the race besides Daddy's Little Darling to win at a mile a quarter or more. She won the Belmont Oaks, but her 2 since, 5th and 6th in the Alabama, that was on dirt. We can kind of ignore it, but the Queen Elizabeth Cup, she didn't run a lick after being up close in 2nd at 5-2. She's been freshened. I'm not going to take a stand against Brownie Stretch Rimska as well here, but I'm only going to use her moderately. The one Madame Dance-a-Lot won the San Clemente Grade 2 and mile in July, then ran third, beaten inches in the Del Mar Oaks. She ran third in the Queen Elizabeth. She's got a good shot as well. Main bet here is Coach Whip the 10 to win and place at 4-1 or better. Consider a bet at Rimska if you can get 2-1. Unlikely. Got to use the 9 New Money Honey and the one Madame Dance-a-Lot as well. Going to play some daily doubles with the 1-8-9-10. We'll give you the horses in the next race in a second. Going to play the exactas of 1-8-9-10 over 1-2-4-6-8-9-10. 1-8-9-10 over 1-2-4-6-8-9-10. Throwing in the 2 Kathy's Song, the 4 Daddy's Little Darling, the 6 Beau Recall, and the 8-9-10. Moving to the 8th race, the Midnight Loot Stakes, 6.5 furlongs on dirt. This is a race I think it is rearing for an upset because the favorites are all suspect. Silent Bird on the Rail put together 4 big wins last year and in January, including the Damascus in November at Santa Anita 2016. Came back this year, 4th in the Triple Bend in March, 5 months off, Pat O'Brien 3rd. Now they're trying blinkers. I don't think his trainer really knows what to do with him. He can win, but 5-2, I wouldn't be interested in that. Masochistic, we know about Masochistic. He's a 7-year-old who's run 16 times. He's got his problems. He can't keep on weight, according to Ron Ellis. That's why they had the issue with the steroids before the Breeders' Cup. He was 2nd in the Breeders' Cup in 2016. Last year in Triple Bend in March of 17. This year, he had the lead and ran 2nd. Then he ran 13th in Churchill Downstakes. Now he's in Baffert's Barn. Maybe he's got him figured out, but there's a lot of speed here, so you don't know how that's going to go. And American Eyes is okay. He won the Damascus this year in a stakes. He was overmatched in the cigar. He drops a little bit, so he's got a shot. Main picks are going to be the 3 Ike Walker and the 7 Tough Sunday. Ike Walker for Hollendorfer, who knows where to place his horses, is 10-34 lifetime. Comes off a great win over the track at a mile. Cuts back to 6.5 furlongs. I ran Ortiz decides to ride. He's 10-1. And Tough Sunday, who ran 3rd in this race last year, was laid off from that last race, December 31st. To November, came back to win like he'd never been away with a 111 figure. Gonna like the 3 Ike Walker here at 3-1 or better. Tough Sunday at 3-1. Bet them both. Playing exacta 3-5-7 Ike Walker, Tough Sunday, and American Eyes over 1-3-4-5-7-8. 3-5-7 over 1-3-4-5-7-8. Throwing in Silent Bird, throwing in Masochistic, throwing in the 8 Calculator. Turn it around as well. 1-3-4-5-7-8 over 3-5-7. Really hope you've enjoyed listening to this podcast. I appreciate you listening. Check out AmWager. They're nice enough to sponsor this. Check out the blog at amwager.com/handicapping or click on the handicapping link at amwager.com.